says the Torah. This is Parsha. The Bar Hashem Moshele Mor. The Baral Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Vamar Daleim Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokecha Kedoshim Tiyu. Very famous pasuk. Kedoshim Tiyu. Rashi says, what does it mean Kedoshim Tiyu? Havu Prushim Min Harayos Min Havira. Separate yourself from Arayos and from Avira. Shekol Makom Shatamotze Geder Erva Atamotze Kedusha. Any place where you find a geder, a fence put up, separating from erva, from inyone arayos, so there we also find kedusha. I saw pointed out in the Sefer Mayna Besa Shoeva from Shimon Schwab, Zatzal, Shimon Schwab, so the Geshmaka Sefer. So he points out that the Rishonim Ksuvos asked Akasha that. This is just by the way, because I think it's just a fascinating thing. That the Rishonim Ksuvos ask Akasha that we say a bracha, the birchas erusin that you say under a chuppah when you get married, the bracha is Asher Kiddushanu b'tzvatav tzivanu al ha'arayos. Vasar lanos arusos, vitar lanos edesuos, lanos de chuppah v'kiddushin. That's the bracha. But we say a bracha, Asher Kiddushanu b'tzvatav tzivanu al ha'arayos. We have a bracha on arayos. So he asks, points out, the Rishonim ask, where do we ever find a bracha on like an Isser? Like, there's no bracha like, Asher Kishanu Tzavano, not to like eat chazer. You know, like, I don't know what. Like, we have here a bracha on the Arayos. So that's not an Isser. There's no, it's like an
Isser becomes a
transgender.
Anyway, so that's a birchas Hasheva. We're talking here about a birchas Mitzvah. So, where do we have a birchas Mitzvah on an Isser of Arayos? So Reb Schwab wanted to suggest that maybe the bracha here is on the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, because Kedoshim Tiyu is a mitzvah to be porish from the arayos. It's a mitzvah to be porish from arayos. So the bracha of Asher Kishan B'Tzvatav Tzivanu that you make dafka when you're getting married, because you're marrying this woman, and you're, that means you and her are exclusive, and it's an actualization of this concept that there's women who are aser and women who are mutter, and part of Kiddushin Tiyu is now I'm separated from all you were before also, but there, you have to have some type of act to go along with the bracha. You don't just not make a bracha of birchas mitzvah. So the act of getting married is an expression of the fact that there's one woman who's mutter and everybody else is aser, and so maybe it's a bracha on this mitzvah of Kiddushin Tiyu. Now, Rabosai, I don't think this is the Pashup Shan Rashi, but I think it's an MS idea anyway, as we'll see in the Rambam in a second. But Rashi says like this. Rashi says, any place where you find a geder for erva, you find kedusha. So what does that mean? Pashas in Rashi, this is the real Pshat in Rashi, is that any time we find somebody separating from erva, that's called kedusha. But there's another idea here, which is that separating from erva can also lead to kedusha. Not that separating from erva is kedusha itself, but that separating from erva can lead to kedusha. Now, I'll explain what that means. Before I explain what that means, I just want to talk for a second about how we separate from erva. How do you separate from erva? So the Rambam is a very famous Rambam. In the end of Hilchos Yisuri Bia, in Perikop Beis, Halachos, Yudches, Yudtes, Chaf, and Chaf Aleph. I'll just read part of it. The Rambam says like this. Ein lecha davar b'chol ha-Torah kula, shukashe l'rov ha'am lifrosh, ela min ha'arayos v'habios ha'asuros. There is not a single Avera in the entire Torah that's as difficult for people to separate themselves from than Arayos and Bios Asuros. And when we talk about Arayos, we talk about Arayos and everything that goes into Arayos. What we do that's not actually a Maisabia, what we look at, what we think of, who we're with. The Amru Chachamim, Chazal tell us, how difficult is this? That, and this is a crazy thing. B'shoshin itztabu Yisrael al ha'arayos b'chu v'kiblu mitzvah zu b'tarumes u'b'chiyot. When Hashem gave us the mitzvahs of Arayos, the Yisurim of Arayos, so B'nai Yisrael cried, and they accepted this mitzvah with complaints and cries. Shenemar b'chu l'mishpachos aval iske mishpachos. We heard these mitzvahs of the Zaviras of Arayos, and it was like, B'nai Yisrael like, wow, this is like impossible, you know? Crazy thing. Chazal tell us, which we know without Chazal telling us, but Chazal tell us that Gezel and Arayos, a person desires them, yearns for them. That's crazy. Little tiny bug. And therefore, says the Rambam, Roy lo la'adam lachuf yitzro b'davar zeh. Person has to subdue his yitzer in this man, in this area. Lahargil atzmo b'kedusha yisera. Accustom himself to kedusha. U'b'machshava tahora. And to clean thoughts. U'b'deya nechona kidei li'natzo mehen. If you want to protect yourself from arayos, so it's not just arayos. There's a lot that goes into it. You have to have machshava tahora. Yizor mina yichud. Stay away from yichud. V'chen yinog li'shrakik mina schok. Don't laugh too much. It means don't act in a frivolous kind of way, especially with women. Umina shikros, no drinking. Umi divrei agavim. I think divrei agavim is romance things.
I got feelings.
Watching romance games of Thrones.
Notebook.
She'elu gormin gedolim ve milos shel arayos. These are all things that bring about arayos. And then he says, gedol mikol zos. But the most important thing, if you want to stay away from arayos, Amru Chazal tell us, yifane atzmo machshavto. Or yifne atmo machshavto ledivrei Torah v'yarchiv daito b'chachma. That a person should turn to divrei Torah, fill himself up with Torah. She'ein machsheves arayos misgaberes ela b'leiv panui min hachachma. The thoughts of arayos only overtake a heart that is empty of wisdom. A person fills himself up with Torah when he's involved in Torah, so it pushes out the arayos. That's the high level, because sometimes we know, I one time heard somebody joking about this, because you're sitting across from your chavrusa, you're learning, and all of a sudden, boop, a thought pops into your head, these bad thoughts, and you get carried away, and you're dreaming, and your chavrusa's like, hey, wake up, what's going on, what are you doing? You're like, oh, yeah. He's like, what are you thinking about? I'm like, no, that's just, you don't want to know. He's like, you know what I'm saying. Could you imagine like a little screen that your chavrusa could read and everything that passed through your mind? Like, ew, like, what's wrong with you? He's like, what, I just read it on your screen 5 minutes ago. What do you want? but when a person really fills himself up with Torah, it pushes out all those other things. And that's Kedusha. The Rambam says, a person has to fill himself up, he has to be Lahar Gil Atzmo B'Kedusha Yisera. B'machshava Tahora. When a person fills himself up with Kedusha and Torah and purifies the way he thinks, so that protects him from arayos. And if you do that, and even though the Ramban here is arguing on Rashi, I'll just take a 2 minutes if I may. Even though the Ramban here is arguing on Rashi, maybe you can put them together. Even because this is not the real Pshat on Rashi, like I said. But if a person protects himself from arayos, and the way to protect themselves from arayos is Kiddushi Yisera, like the Rambam describes, Taras HaMachshava, and not joking about girls, and learning Torah. So you fill yourself up with those things, and you become saturated with Torah. Torah's coming out of you from every pore of your body. You become saturated with Torah. So then Kiddushim Tiyu, like the Ramban's Kiddushim Tiyu, will emerge naturally. What's the Ramban's Kiddushim Tiyu? Ramban says, Kiddushim Tiyu doesn't refer to, like Rashi says, that you should be poor Shmina Arayos. Ramban says it means not to be a novel Bereshus HaTorah, a very famous Ramban. Don't indulge in things that are disgusting, but not usher. Right? The Torah says you're not allowed to eat meat. You're not allowed to eat pig. It doesn't say you're not allowed to eat meat. You're allowed to eat meat. The Torah doesn't give a limit of how much you can eat. But there's a certain point where you become gluttonous and it's disgusting. Don't eat anymore. There's a lot of things that are mutter where if a person overindulges in them, it's not a technical isser, but it's what we would say. It's not commendable. It's not commendable. It's a noble versus a Torah. It's not appropriate. It's not proper. It's not kiddushim tiyu. So sometimes Rav Asher Weiss develops this idea in a lot of different places that there's a concept beyond the halacha proper that's called the ratzon haTorah. That there's an idea that there's what Hashem wants of us. There's certain situations that are not necessarily legislated by the Torah that this is asur and this is mutter in this case and that case. But there's something deeper involved, that there's a ratzon haTorah. What does Hashem want from me right now? It doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch this thing is asr and this thing is mutter. But a person who's kiddushim tiyu, a person who's so saturated with Torah and saturated with the hashkafas of Torah and machsheves of Torah, and his whole life revolves around Torah, so he taps into something that's beyond just asr, technical asr and technical mutter. He taps into something deeper than that. What does Hashem want from me right now? What does Hashem want from me in my life? What does Hashem want from me on a macro level in terms of where I'm going in life and the decisions I'm making in life? What does Hashem want for me on a micro level in terms of my daily decisions? What am I going to do right now? What am I going to do during my lunchtime? What am I going to do during afternoon seder? What am I going to do during my dinner? What am I going to do late at night? What am I going to do? What does Hashem want for me? And when a person develops the Rambam described, the Kiddushi Yisera and the Machshava Tahora, so what emerges is he becomes a Kiddushim Tiyu, and he's able to naturally transition himself into what the Ramban demands. The Ramban says the Torah demands of us Kiddushim Tiyu. Don't be a novel Bershut Torah. It demands of us to understand what Hashem wants from us in our lives, and then to act on that, and to behave that way. We should be Zocha.